We are learning Mesechtes Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph. We are starting 11 lines from the top of Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph. The first word on the line is Minoi, and we're starting from the pasuk Lamarba Hamisra. This is a pasuk that Yeshaya is saying to Yechizkiah on a vios to Yechizkiah, and the pasuk is like this: Lamarba Hamisra L'Shalom in Kates. Hashem is telling Yechizkiah, you are going to have your malchus with Misrabe. And you will have shalom in your malchus. Om Rav Tanchum, the question is, the word marbe, the mem, is a mem stuma, which means it's a closed mem. It's not a regular mem, it's like an end mem. It's a middle of the word lamarbe. What's a middle end mem doing in the middle of the word lamarbe? So Om Rav Tanchum, Doris Barker, Parapitzipari, Mepnei Ma, Kol Mem, Shvem, Tateva, Pesuach. Usually the mem in the middle of a word is always a regular mem, not an end mem. Vezes awesome. This mem is a closed mem. Why is it teaching us? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasses Chizkiyo Mashiach. Be'etzem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make Chizkiyo HaMelech into Mashiach. He was a huge tzaddik. He wanted to make a Mashiach. V'sancheirev goyig amagig. And Sancheirev, the army that was coming to fight with Chizkiyo, which Chizkiyo ultimately won, because there was a special nace that Hashem killed out 185,000 soldiers in the middle of the night by Sancheirev. So he wanted to make that into goyig amagig. And we're going to have Mashiach. Omra miris adin lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Miris adin sinna front HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Rabbanu Shlalom, Omad David Melech Yisrael, some common shiras. How could it be that David Melech Yisrael said a lot of shiras and shpachos lefanecha? Lo yasisa Mashiach. He didn't make a Mashiach. Chizkiyo shasisa lekal nisim alalu. He did all his nisim to him. What were the nisim? First of all, the nisim of Sancheiriv, and also the nace that he was deathly ill, and Hashem gave him a refuah shleima. Like Omad Shiruf Nech, he did not say shira. Taseu Mashiach. You're going to make a Mashiach. And that was the time of Mizadin stopping Kadosh Baruch Hu making Chizkiyo Mashiach. And therefore, the mem in the word Lamarbe is a mem sosum. So Rashi has three pshatim why it's a mem sosum. Either he says because Nistimu advarim sh'ol machshava l'inasa, that Hashem's machshava was closed up. He was about to make a Mashiach, and that was closed up. That's why it's a mem sosum. Second pshat Rashi is that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to stop all the tzaras of Klal Yisrael with making a Mashiach, and that's what he was trying to. The list time was lost, and he was trying to close up the tzaras, and that didn't happen. And the third pshat is that Nistam piv shel Chizkiyah, that he didn't say Shira. He didn't say Shira, and that's what it means. That's what Nistastim is a sign, is a remez for. Zakhti Gemara Vaitem. Meyad, Pasch Aretz Amalfanov. The Aretz, which is referring to Eretz Yisrael, the Maharsha says, right away said, I'll say Shira for him. I want Mashiach to come. I want the Yidden to come back to my land, Eretz Yisrael. I want the Eretz Yisrael to become the focus of the whole world again. So Meyad, Pasch Aretz Amalfanov, Rabbi Shalom, Aniya Ameris, Lefanov, Shira Tachasak, I'll say Shira instead of the Tzaddik. Vaso Mashiach, we'll just make him Mashiach. Pasch Amalfanov, Shira Lefanov. The Aretz started saying Shira in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, like it says in the pasuk, Shnema Meknaf Haaretz Zemoyrois Shemanu Tzvila Tzadik. It says Meknaf Haaretz Zemoyrois. It starts saying Zemoyrois, not Zemoyrois, Zemoyrois. Shnema Meknaf Haaretz Zemoyrois Shemanu. That the Aretz starts saying Zemoyrois for Chizkiyo. So Amas Sar Oyim Lefanov, the Sar, the minister of the world. Rashi says he is the Malach who is in charge of the whole world. Malach Shkala Oyim Moser BeYadai. He said, do the will of Chizkiyo, make Chizkiyo Mashiach, and listen to what the Aretz is saying. Yosef Batskov Amra, the Pasuk said, Razi li, Razi li. It's my secret. I have a reason why not to make him a Chizkiyo Mashiach, and I'm not going to tell you the reason. This is the whole, this is Lashon HaPasuk Yishayim. Meknaf Aretz Miris Shemanu, Tzvil Tzadik, which means, that's what the Sarah Olam said, of Amar, Vayimar, Razi li, Razi li. And the pasuk goes further. Oyli beigden bagdu uveged beigden bagadu. That's the rest of the pasuk says. And we can ask that also. Zok tomorrow vayta. So Amar Navi. So after Yeshaya heard that Mashiach was not going to be coming, so Navi said oyli, which means oyli amosai. Until when should do we have to wait for Mashiach to come? Yotz baskov Amar. The baskov came out and said the pasuk, which is the end of that pasuk, beigden bagadu. Uveged beigdim begadu, and what does that mean? Vavravav, Tamer Rav Yitzchak, ad osi bezoizei ubezoizei bezoizei, which means there got to be a lot of attackers on Klal Yisrael, a lot of plunderers against Klal Yisrael, and when there's more attacks and more attacks and more attacks, then Mashiach will come. The Gemara goes further with another pasuk in Yeshaya, which is a similar idea of our long galus, but we will have a geula. The pasuk says like this: Masa duma elai kaira miseir. Masa is lashon of saying over nevuah, like Yisro medar besecha, and duma is the name of the malach who is in charge of the neshamas. That's what Rashi says. Says that duma is in charge of the neshamas. He's the star in charge of the Shamas. Says Shamas Sifka is Eslav Hainu Masa Duma, Kach Oma Duma, like her in Arucha, so Iski Sayer Esav. So this is the Nevuah of Duma, that the middle of the night, Shomer Ma Melailo, Shomer Ma Melail, that was the Minarvi Yechron, Oise Malacha Amuna al Arucha is Duma Shemai, the one who is Amuna al Arucha, his name is Duma. And the Skapsiko Arucha says Duma, all the Ruchais, all the spirits, this means all the dead Neshamas came to Duma. And they were asking him, Amrulai, Shomer Marmalaila, Shomer Marmalail, what about the night? And what's going to happen with the night? Which means that what's with the Golas? When will it end? What is with this Golas? What was the Laila? When will it end? Omar Shomer also Baikam Laila. He answered, the Shomer answered, he says that Mashiach will come, Baik will come, and also night. Im te boyun, if you daven fe boyu, then it'll come. Shuvu do tshuva aysoyu, and then that will bring the geula. Now, what exactly does that mean? That also boyke v'gam lailo. Again, Rashi has three pshatim. What it means? Also boyke v'gam lailo. One pshat is that he said like this: Kach omar shoyim v'akarish baruch hu. This is what Akarish Baruch Hu says: Also boyke geula tavoy v'gam lailo. I'm atchilat galos harbe. There's gonna come a geula, but first there's gonna be the lailo. V'gam lailo means there's gonna be still a lot of galos, but it will come. Second shot, Shnachin Rosh is the second shot, that there's going to be a Golas and a Geula, which is Mikdash Sheni, and then back into Golas. That's Vagam Laila. And the third shot is that there'll be a Geula Baika Vagam Laila L'Rishotim. That is a third shot. In any case, what we're learning from this pasuk, Mas Duma Laikari, means that they asked Duma, when will Mashiach come? What's with this Golas? And the answer is, Omash Shema, also Baika Vagam Laila. The Baika will come, even though we have Laila right now, the Baika will come, but there's a Tanai, to Boyun Boyun. If you seek and you ask and you daven for Hashem, then Hashem's Rachmanos will come. Shuvu Asoyu. Do tshuva and the Gula will come. Dr. Marabai, the Tonam Shum Rabbi Pais. Genayu l'chizkiyo v'siyato yishloi omru shira. It's taka taina on chizkiyo that he did not sing shira. Him and his whole nation, they did not say Shira until the Oretz said Shira. Pascha Oretz v'ma Shira, until the Oretz itself says Shira, like it says, Shenem v'knaf v'oretz zemiris shamanu. And the Gemara says a similar idea. It says that after Yitzias Mitzrayim v'yemer, they met Yisrael in the Midbar v'yemer Yisrael Baruch Hashem Shehitzel Eschem, and the Tanum Hashem Rav Payis Genayu L'Moishav Shiribuish L'Omru Baruch. They actually said Shira. They said Oz Yashiv. They never said Baruch until Yisrael Shabbat Yisrael v'Omar Baruch Hashem. Until he said Baruch Hashem, and there was a single Taina on Klal Yisrael. Not like the same Taina on Chizkiyahu. Didn't say Shira at all. But it was still a tie on Klai Yisrael that told Yisrael came and didn't say Baruch. Once you mention Yisrael, we're going to say a different drasha, a famous drasha about Yisrael, V'yichad Yisrael. It says that Yisrael was, Pasuk Shah means he was happy on all the Toiva. V'yichad Yisrael, kol ha-toiva, she'osah Hashem li-Yisrael, she'hetzilu miyam v'troyim. They said the Pasuk wasn't mean V'yichad Yisrael. So Rav Shmuel, Rav Omar, she'hever cherev chada, that it's the Loshon Chada, the Loshon of being sharp, Loshon Vayichad, he used the cherev chada to give himself a milah, a bris milah, al-Basari. She'hever cherev chada al-Basari. Shmuel Omar, she'nasa chedudim, chedudim kol basari, which means he had goosebumps all over because it was bothering him a little bit, Lamaisa, the destroy, that Mitzrayim, the downfall, and that Mitzrayim got destroyed, bothered him a little bit. Amarav, Haindar Minchi, that's what people say, Giura Adasar Dari, a goy, until 10 Doris, Loise Vazar Moikamai, do not embarrass a goy in front of him because he still feels bad until 10 Doris. And Yisrael, like Rav speaks, that was less than 10 Doris. He was the Ger himself. So definitely, it bothered him a little bit, but that's the second shot in Vayichad. So after Gemara Vayita back to Chizkiyahu, it says in the Pasuk, L'chein Yishalach Ha'odoin Hashem Tzivokois B'mashmanov Rozoin, instead of the fat Rozoin, which means that Hashem will destroy Sancheir. But it's an interesting Lashon, B'mashmanov, what type of Lashon is that? My Mashmanov Rozoin? So Amar Karish Baruch Hu, it's Lashon of 8. Yovi Chizkiyahu Sheshloi Shmoina Shemes, let Chizkiyahu come who has 8 Shemes, V'yifrim Sancheir V'shmoina Shemes, let him pay Sancheir that has 8 as well. He has 8 Shemites also as well. What are the 8 names of Chizkiyahu? Chizkiyahu, the Ksiv says in the Pasuk, Ki Yelad Yulad Lonu Bein Italonu, we have a child was given to us, V'tiyah Misra'al Shechmai, and the Mamshala of Hashem will be on his shoulder. Vayikra Shemoy, and his name was called Pela Yoyetz, that's 2. Kel Gibor is 4. Aviad is 6. Sar Shalom is 8. Each word is another name. So Pela Yoyetz, El Gibor, Aviad, Sar Shalom. These are the 8 names of Chizkiyo. Frank Gemara, what about Chizkiyo? Name Chizkiyo. Vayikra Chizkiyo, name Chizkiyo itself. So Gemara, Shechizku Ka. That just means that Hashem strengthened him, made him, had a refuah Shalema, strengthened him against his enemies. That's what it means, Hashem strengthened him. Davach and Arab Shah Chizkiyah means Chizkiyah Shechizik Yisrael Avim Shemeshmaim. He strengthened Klai Yisrael to Avim Shemeshmaim. We'll see in the Gemara on base how everyone in his, under his reign, the whole nation was a huge to me, the Chum, and they all Machazik himself from Torah. Sacherev, what's the 8 names of Sacherev? Sacherev, the Chsibbe, it says in the Pasuk by Sacherev, different Psukim, it says Tiglas Pileser, there's another Pasuk that calls him Pilaneser, Shalmaneser, Pul, Sargoin, Asnapar, Rabbah, Viakira. So those are the 8. There's Tiglas Pileser is 1, Pilaneser is 2, Shalmaneser is 3, Pul is 4, Sargoin is 5, and then Asnapar, Rabbah, Viakira is another 3, which is 8. That's also a name. So tomorrow, no, that's not really his name. Just telling you what he did, that his conversation was to make arguments, because he sent Rav Shoke to start up a Klai Yisrael. That was his shliach. He sent to start up a Klai Yisrael. Another pshat is that he said soch v'nichar. He said things. He spoke improperly. Klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu by sending Rav Shoke to be Mecharef and Megadef Chas V'Shalom Kedega HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Om Rav Yechanon. It's a very nice name. Rabbah V'Yakira. So you call a Rosh like Sacher, you call him such a name. So how is he Zeicha for this? How is this Rosh Zeicha be called a Rabbah V'Yakira? You know why? Did not talk bad about Eretz Yisrael. When he's trying to convince Klai Yisrael to come with him and to come with him to his nation, Shenemar, I'll bring you to a land just like your land. So he didn't say, my land's better than your land. He says, I'll give you a land just like your land. So you see, since he equated the two lands and he didn't say, my land's better, he gave cover to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, he's Zeicha to the Rabbah V'Yakira. We called him Rabbah V'Yakira. Now, Rabbah Shmuel Machlekes about the Melech. The Melech Sacher, some say he was a very smart king. He was a foolish king. Salamandi of Melech Kechoy, there was a very smart king. He said, if I say to them, Adifa Maraicho, that my land's better than your land, they were not going to believe you. Not going to believe me. Amru, Kamashakis, you're lying. There's nothing better than Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, it doesn't make sense to say that. It wouldn't be smart to try to convince that way. So he had to be smart. And came out of Buste. If you're not saying your land's better, how you convince them to go with you? Why in the world they go with you? So therefore he holds it was a tippish. So tomorrow back to Sancheirev. Sancheirev did not conquer Yerushalayim and the Melech Yehuda, but he did conquer the Melech Yisrael, which is the Tzafain, the Asara Shvatim, they sent into Golas, the famous Asara Shvatim. That was Sancheirev who sent them into Golas. Shaila is the Heichon Igluluhu. Where did he send them? You want to know, you want to find them, you got to know where he sent them. Where did he send them into Galus, these 10 Shvatim? Mazutra Amar La Afriki. He sent them to Africa. Rachin Amar La Hore Slug. To the Hore, the mountains of Slug, which Kapshuta means the snowy mountains. Where this is exactly. So I saw in the article they bring down it's between Turkey and Iran, that mountain range. Others say other places. But in any case, we don't know exactly where they are, but it's somewhere in Africa, or maybe between Turkey and Iran, and some say maybe in Nepal and those snowy mountains. Even though Asacher did not talk bad about Klai Yisrael, Avi Yisrael, which is the Asaras HaShvatim, did speak bad about Eretz Yisrael. Sipra B'gnusa Shal Eretz Yisrael. Kimotu, when they came to a place called Shosh, they said, Amri Shavya Karen. The word Shosh comes from the word of Shavya. They said, this is just like our land, same thing. And Kimotu Almin, when they came to a place called Almin, Amru Ka Almin. The word Almin means, because they said, this is like our land, this is like our world. Kimotu Shosh Terein, they came to Shosh Terein, they said, Amar Achad Terein, this is better, double as good as Eretz Yisrael. So you see, they spoke bad about Eretz Yisrael. So to Gemara Vayter, it says in the Pasuk that we're going to see soon in more detail that the Assyrian army, which is Ashur, which is Sacherev's Melech Ashur, and his entire army of 100, I think it's 185,000 people, were all killed. And it says in the Pasuk, V'tachas kevoidoi yekad yekoid kekoid esh. It's a Pasuk in Yeshaya that says that there was like a flame, a burning fire under their covet. What was it under their covet? Rabbi Yechanan, Tachas kevoidoi. that it was burnt under the kvoide. What does kvoide mean? Like kvoide mamish, not their bodies, but it means under their clothes. Now, there's two ways to learn what kvoide means. Does kvoide mean your clothing, and therefore their bodies were burned, not their clothes? That's what means tachas kvoide. Or it means kvoide could be called their bodies, and tachas kvoide means only their neshama, only their insides were burnt. So Rabbi Yechonah learns that their bodies were burnt, and tachas kvoide means under the clothing. Now, has kvoide mean clothing? Because Rabbi Yechonah holds that we refer to clothing as kvoide. So Rabbi Yechonah, tachas kvoide, like kvoide mamish, not under his guf, not the kvoide mamish of a guf, only it means the kvoide of the clothing. He used to call his clothing his honor. The things that honor me, make me look good. That's what he used to call his clothing. Rav Eliezer argues, it means the fire burnt taka under the soldiers' bodies, kisreifas bnei Aaron, just like with the bnei Aaron got killed, malahalon sreifas neshama. Guf kayam, the neshama was kayam, the neshama was burnt and the guf was kayam, afkan sreifas neshama guf kayam. Also by Ashur, the soul and the insides of each soldier was burnt and his body remained not burnt, remained intact. Dr. Maravayat, the Tonamish made the Rebbe Shmuel and Karcha. We have a drash of Shmuel Karcha. Paroi shechir v'atzmai, which we'll see soon in Amar Beis. Paroi shechir v'atzmai. Paroi that he himself was mecharif and megadif k'neged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'manenu v'atzmai. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, which is considered a good thing, paid him back himself. Which is more about kavodik. If a little lackey is the one that destroys you, that's not as kavodik. But it was Pari himself who didn't send the lackey. He himself did a terrible thing of God of Hashem, but Hashem killed him himself. Was Mecharef, he sent Rav Shoke, he sent one of his messengers to be Mecharef Megadif. Nifra Kadosh Baruch Hu Ben HaShliach also, Kadosh Baruch Hu paid him also, killed him by Dei HaMalach. And the Gemara shows it from the Pesukim, Pari Yechsev Bei, that Pari himself said, Mi Hashem 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 HaKar Lai, who does Hashem listen to this call? Nifra Kadosh Baruch Hu Ben HaVatzma, Kadosh Baruch Hu paid him himself, the Chsev Bei Nar Hashem, Es Mitzrayim, B'Serich HaYom, Hashem himself was Menar, Es Mitzrayim, B'Serich HaYom. The Chsev also says in the Pesuk, it also says in the pasuk that it says as well in the pasuk next pasuk the rachta b'yom susecha that he himself trampled by yom susecha. You see both these things are talking about Hashem himself. By Nara Hashem is trampling susecha yom, and the other pasuk says the rachta b'yom susecha that you yourself you smashed those horses. So that's because Pari himself was Mecharef Hashem. Therefore, he was, quote unquote, Zoyche, that Hashem himself, Bekvayv Atzmai, killed him. Which is more by, if you get killed, it's more by covet than killed by Kosh Baruch himself. Sacherev, that the Chassid says in the Pasuk, V'yad Melachecha Chorefta Hashem, it was through your messengers that you, Kaviyachal cursed Hashem, Nifra Kosh Baruch Hu, Mimeno Le Shliach. He was paid there, Shliach. The Pasuk says, the Chassid, V'yetze Malach Hashem, V'yach Machne Asher, Meyav Ishmael Chumishvelev. That a Malach went out and killed 185,000. So it was a Malach Hashem who killed 185,000 because since he was Mecharef Adei Shliach, so he was punished also Adei Shliach.